This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back. I'm Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Very, very, very busy day. Looks like we got some real, real juicy scoop. Apparently the Japanese Olympic Committee president has to resign amid a vote-buying scandal that could have been tied to them securing and clinching the 2020 Games. It's pretty juicy. OxyContin may be filing for bankruptcy. The OxyContin creator, Purdue Pharma, we're being told might be filing for bankruptcy as the lawsuits are growing amid the national opioid crisis. We have a surgeon who is very, very prominent in the transgender community who possibly got hacked and some racist comments were spewed out on his account. Makes you kind of think you might not want to have social media when you're a doctor or actually anybody prominent for that matter. I know, you know, speaking of which, I've been like on social media all day today. We have a lawyer blaming a doctor. Well, lawyers are always blaming doctors. How is that news? Oh, a lawyer blames doctor having God complex. Yeah, unfortunately, they think this God complex was the result caused somebody to die. We have a, you know, I never thought I was God. I wouldn't. I'm so humbled by the Lord. I am just, I mean, look at me, please. You know, they say God made man in his own image. There, I had to have been a complete fluke. That there's no way there's any deity that resembles me in any way, form, or possible. But, you know, sometimes when you're a doctor, I'm going to admit this. Sometimes when you're a doctor, you think your poop doesn't stink. Sometimes. Okay? And by the way, I mean, I have to say, literally, I've sometimes gone to the bathroom and I don't smell it. And I'm like, really? I don't even have to put a fan on or spray the Glade? I'm like, wow. You know, and so, you know, you do get sometimes a little tooed. You know, I don't mean to, you know, say that, but I'm really honest with you guys. I'm really, really open. I'm really open. And I tell you guys everything. Sometimes I think I tell you guys too much. But sometimes we doctors kind of think, and we're cool. And this is why. This is why. Because, you know, we have access. You know how IT guys are the ones that really think they're the bomb. And they are. I mean, IT guys have superhero capes because you don't know what the hell's going on with your computer. They come in, they fix it, and you're like, oh my God, thank God I'm a hero. And I always do. I can't tell you how many times I throw panties at an IT guy because he fixed my computer. I mean, I'm like, thank God for you. But, I mean, you know, we medical folk, we have access to parts of the body that other people don't have, and it's kind of cool. You know, and when somebody has that vulnerability and you're able to help and they give you that sign of, you know, I'm grateful. It's kind of euphoric. You know, you're kind of like, you know, all right, yeah, that's cool. You know, I looked at your ear. That was me. Like, oh my gosh, thank you, Dr. Dahlia. You know, you diagnosed my ear infection. Even though ear infections are kind of one of the easier things that we can diagnose, you know, can you look inside your own ear? You can't. And so, you know, some of us do kind of get a little bit of an attitude, you know. Now, that does not mean we could get away with murder. Now, many of you guys have noticed that there's a picture of me circulating of, I took a selfie of me, in the bathroom stall. Now, I'm dressed. I just, you know, I decided to take a selfie because I want I was about to take off my coat to go potty, to go pee, number one. And I realized that I don't think there's a lot of doctors out there that take off their lab coat when they go to the bathroom. So I decided to write an article on this. Now, as a woman, I'm not always in men's bathrooms. I mean, I frequent them, if the women's bathroom has too big a line. You know, I'll be like, sorry, Bob. They're like, that's fine. But, I'm usually in the women's bathroom. And so it's very easy if you run into the bathroom and you're wearing a coat to just lift up the coat and then squat. But I just don't think that's right. It's your white coat. And so usually if I had to go to the bathroom, I would leave the coat on my desk. Or if I'm in a hurry, I would just take my coat off and I would throw it, there's a hook there, but I like to throw it over the door so that everybody knows that my coat wasn't in the potty. But I think there's a lot of people out there that go to the bathroom with their coat on. You know, what about guys at the hospital? You know, they don't have a desk because most doctors don't have an office. And they walk through the hospital and they're in a white coat. Do the guys go up to a urinal and take off their coat before they pee, or do they stand there and pee in their white coat? Any male doctors out there, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm going to say, guys, if any male doctors are out there, or nurse practitioners or physician assistants, guys, just the guys, because I know what the girls do. Yeah, we girls know. Come on, please. Ladies, please. We know what we do. But the guys, any of you guys, when you wear a white coat, do you just go right up to the urinal and pee, or do you take off the coat? My guess is you wear it because there's no place to put your coat. You can't put your coat on the sink. That's dirty. And you don't have a desk. You don't. Oh, okay, that is an option. What you could do, you know what you guys need to do? You need to have a potty buddy where you go into the potty and you ask your buddy to hold your white coat. Then you pee. I mean, your buddy shouldn't stand there and watch. Then you finish peeing, wash your hands, grab the white coat. And then ask your other buddy for his coat, and then you can hold his coat when he pees. That's what I think should be done. But, it's just something you just don't think about. You know, I mean, they talk about how, CDC said 1 in 31 patients, get some sort of, infection when they're at the hospital. And they say doctors' coats are always dirty. We go in now the bathroom, we're allowed to, but the white coat is supposed to kind of be a barrier from your scrubs. And so any doctors, if you're listening and you go potty, take off the white coat. But honestly, have a bathroom buddy. I think that's really cool. Allows more male bonding, I think. 1-877-DOC-DALI, Dr. Karen Dukes, Associate Professor of Microbiota, joins us about the measles and mumps outbreak. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you. by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. But thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. All right, so, you know, gosh, a lot of stories and a lot of these little outbreaks coming up. We just hear that now 54 cases of the mumps has been tied to Temple University. So we're dealing with the mumps on one side. Now, we're also dealing with the measles, as we have the Washington outbreak. Washington has a Clark County, very similar to us in Nevada having a Clark County. I think we were first, but, you know, states always want to copy us, which is good. But, I mean, gosh, we've got viruses and, you know, vaccine debates, and so who better than our favorite Dr. Karin Deuce from Troy University of Nevada, Associate Professor of Microbiology and Immunology, to join us again. Dr. Deuce, thank you again for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure, Dahlia.
Man, okay. So, all right. So, we got measles, mumps. These are diseases that, you know, were really, really prominent in the 50s and 40s and, you know, decades back. And then we kind of put a stop to it with vaccines. And now they're making a resurgence. So, you know, what say you? What do you think is the root of this?
Well, I think it's actually multifaceted, quite honestly. So you've got people that are getting older, seeing their grandchildren, and, you know, people like you and I had our measles, mumps vaccines, the MMR, when we were kids. Because these viruses are very weak, they basically don't give you the same kind of protective immune response that you would get if you actually got sick.
Mm-hmm.
So if you actually get the measles, you're never going to get the measles again, and the same with the mumps. Okay, you've got a whopping good, you know, reserve of memory cells. Memory cells are kind of like, you know, you have your active duty forces, right? And then you have your reserve, right, who are kind of kept in reserve until they're needed, until you're exposed to the agent again, and then, boy, do they take over.
That's a good way to put it.
So those of us that, you know, have the disease have a whopping big reserve, right? They're just lying in wait, hanging out, waiting.
Well, you know,
those of us that got vaccinated, not such a big reserve, and it wanes over time. And so you can actually get the measles now, even though you've been vaccinated. And then we have that tied to people are not getting vaccinated anymore,
right?
I mean, you know, people our age in their 50s, we don't even remember people with measles, right? I mean, I certainly never met anybody with the measles. And so you can imagine that people that are born now and are in their 20s and 30s and raising children, they have no memory of having all these devastating diseases running rampant because we've got so many vaccines out there. And there are still enough people using them, so you don't have these massive, massive millions of people every year getting sick.
So,
right?
Dr. Deuce, let me ask you
something. Percentage of them dying.
So let me ask you something. So, you know, I mean, you know, being a part of the American, you know, Board of Family Medicine, obviously I'm very, very pro-vaccine, but I do like to listen to why a lot of these parents are hesitant on vaccinating. I think we really do have to have conversations, and we got to listen to what the other side is, you know, concerned about. And, you know, a big argument that many of them have, which is kind of logical, is, you know, you and I got the chicken pox, right? I got chicken pox when I was, you know, this was in the 70s. I was like a little tyke. And, you know, like you had said, when you get the real illness, even though, boy, we're playing with fire, you seem to have a much stronger immunity than if you go by the vaccine. And so, you know, you have people kind of arguing that, you know, why aren't we building up our immune system the way nature, and I'm playing devil's advocate here, are we, even though we're pro-vaccine, are we doing ourselves a disservice not allowing some of us to build that immune system?
Okay, so I would say no, and this is why. So I had a 97-year-old grandmother, very healthy, very, you know, a fantastic woman. She was a nurse, and she was retired, and she was enjoying life, and then she got shingles.
Oh.
And shingles, as you may know, is the reactivation of the chickenpox virus, which has been lying in wait, hanging out in our neurons, okay? And as your immunity wanes, as you get old or if you get really stressed, you can basically get shingles, which is a ton worse than the chickenpox. The chickenpox itches. Yeah, I had them too. The shingles is exquisitely painful, and it can do long-term, it can lead to all sorts of nasty diseases. My poor grandmother had shingles up and down her left side, from the soles of her feet to the top of her head.
Wow.
She was on morphine for the next 3 years of her life and then died because of the pain.
Yep.
And that's why you want to get the chickenpox vaccine. It isn't necessarily to prevent the chickenpox. It's to prevent the horrible, horrible morbidity of shingles in people who are aged, immune suppressed, all the rest of it.
So, you know, we got
chickenpox is really dangerous if you get it when you're older.
Absolutely.
It can be a very serious disease.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They can kill you, actually.
Measles, mumps, all of these.
Encephalitis, pneumonia.
Yeah, exactly. All of these could have some pretty nasty.
I would argue that that is not the case.
Yeah, that you
don't actually want that to happen because your natural immunity takes care of you getting chicken pox and it takes care of you getting shingles when you're young and healthy, but not when you're old.
And another argument, too, I make, too, is, you know, there's plenty of pathogens we're exposed to help prime our immune system. So you don't necessarily have to go through life being exposed to some of the deadly or more devastating illnesses, like polio. You're not going to become immune to polio. Get the flipping vaccine, you know? But so here's the thing. So some people are a little confused. I've explained it, but who better than you? And Dr. Deuce, again, for those of you just joining us, is an associate professor of microbiology and immunology at Toro University, Nevada. You know, some people are having a little trouble understanding the whole kind of herd immunity because they say, well, look, why do I have to get vaccinated? If everybody else is vaccinated, then I'm not going to get sick. And, you know, we're like, well, we kind of need to promote this herd immunity so kids that can't get vaccinated are protected. Kind of explain a little bit of that.
Yeah, so it's kind of the idea of, so if you think about the fact that, you know, the virus, virus like measles, for instance, is out there, mm-hmm. right? And if you are in contact with a person who had measles, or even if you walk into a room up to 2 hours later and breathe the air that they expelled full of measles fibers, you can get the measles.
Mm-hmm.
This virus is unbelievably infectious, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a lot of people vaccinated in order to keep the ones. So basically, the more vaccinated people there are, the less chance of you walking into a room and breathing air that somebody has expelled with full of measles virus,
mm-hmm.
right? And so if enough people get vaccinated so that your risk of doing that if you're not vaccinated, in terms of measles, because it is so infectious, and a lot of these things that we have vaccines for, we have vaccines because they're nasty and they are really infectious. So upwards of 95% of individuals have to be vaccinated before you have herd immunity.
Yep.
And that pretty much takes care of everybody except for those that cannot be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So
and, you know, the
people
other thing
say,
too
well,
is
everybody else is vaccinated. I don't have to worry about it even though I could be vaccinated. If enough people, like, say that, then, when the percentage goes down and you start being able to walk into a room and breathe measles virus and get sick.
Moreover, you know, I tell people that even if you're vaccinated, you could still harbor the virus for a short time.
Yes.
And so just because you're around vaccinated people doesn't mean you're not getting exposed. They may not get sick. But if the flu fell on them and they, you know, and they sneeze back out, you could still be exposed to flu even though they're not getting infected.
Right. That's very true. So it's not that basically, but don't get confused in terms of it's not the vaccine.
Right.
It's not the virus
or
the vaccine that you would be getting.
No.
Basically, if I've been vaccinated and I go into a room and breathe the measles virus, I may have a very, very low level, what they call subclinical infection, where I feel fine, but mm-hmm. I'm still shedding a little bit of virus because I did get a few cells infected as my big reserve immune response is going into effect, right? So you shed a little bit of virus, and because the virus is so infectious, that's enough to give somebody who hasn't been vaccinated the disease.
Absolutely.
So again, the further we cut down on these instances where somebody can actually get exposed and even for a period of a day shed virus, the better. Because there are, you can't, you know, it's the little kids, the tiny babies that you can't vaccinate.
Mm-hmm.
They're not ready for it.
Then
it's the people who are, you know, we have a huge number of people that can't be vaccinated because they're immune suppressed. They've
Dr.
had an
Deuce.
Organ transplant.
Yeah, Dr. Deuce, thank you again for joining us. Can't wait to have you back. You are the bomb. We love you. Talk to you soon. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
Bye.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Partially redacted search warrant materials in the case against former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen have now been released by the FBI, and they indicate the FBI began investigating Cohen well before his office, home, and hotel room were raided nearly a year ago. At the time of the raid, Cohen was still working for the Trump Organization. Cohen is headed to prison after pleading guilty to lying to Congress, tax fraud, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations. Authorities say a chemical fire at the Intercontinental Terminals Company facility near Houston could burn for two more days. But Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo claims air quality near the fire remains acceptable.
Right now what we're seeing is no elevated levels because the plume is high enough that it's not affecting us here close to the ground.
And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Just got to give a big shout out to my students who had matched, all of them, back on Friday, match day. So I was gone Friday and Monday, just really quickly. Students invited me to their match day celebration where they got to, you know, open up their envelope and see where they were going to work. And, you know, I mean, I'm not stupid. Yeah, I accepted and I was going to be there because think about it. You know, now all of these students are going to get you getting paychecks. eventually, right, in July once they start working. So, you know, not a bad idea, right, to, yeah, you know, make friends with your students. No, but I helping see them grow and help be a part of their, journey was pretty, pretty cool. And so, you know, when they opened up their envelope and, you know, they were like, you know, oh my gosh, you know, did I get into Ohio or did I get into Nevada? Did I get into Arizona, California? You know, and, you know, it's really actually not very fun. I mean, I told you guys, you know, with my match day, I mean, I knew that match day couldn't come fast enough because I had to figure out where I was going to move, and you don't get to know. And I'm a planner. I mean, I need to plan things out months in advance, especially since I just got married and my husband was going to be graduating. We didn't know whether he had to start looking for a place to set up an office. And so, you know, they tell you in the spring where you're going to go, but that only leaves you about 3 months to pack your stuff and go. And remember, you can't pack because you still have to finish school. So it's a little nerve-wracking, but then it's a relief to know that, you know, after all those years of schooling, you're going to start a residency. You're not going to make a lot of money. Maybe you'll average about $1.75 an hour. I don't really know what it comes to these days now, because they went up to, you know, longer shifts, like 24-hour shifts. Not like mine, the 36-hour shifts, but 24 hours is still a lot. So, you know, they average a little bit more money than I did. But going to be getting a paycheck. So I was there on Friday. So sorry I missed you guys, but that was just so worth it, seeing them. And, you know, so they're so happy, my little babe, now she's all grown up. And then on Monday was Advocacy Day at the state legislature. And so I live in Nevada. And our capital is, no, it's Carson City. Yeah, our capital is not Las Vegas. Our capital is Carson City, Nevada. Oh, it's nice. It's really, and I think that's good. See, I don't get you guys and you know, your capitals where, you know, it has to be the biggest city. It doesn't. I think there's a lot of advantage to, like, the state capital of California being Sacramento, you know, state capital of being New York, Albany. You know, I know it ticks a lot of people off, but, you know, the less politicians you have in your city, the better. I mean, that's why your state capital isn't in the most populous city. It's not because the most populous city grew after the state capital. It's because our forefathers were pretty smart, and that, you know, nobody's going to want to live near, you know, politicians. And like Washington, D.C., that's not even in a state. You know, some people go, well, Washington, D.C. is in Virginia. And then some people say it's Maryland. I don't officially know where the hell, I mean, I know where D.C. is. I don't think it has its own state. It has its own place. And that's fine. You know, put the politicians, you know, in their own little separate, you know, neck of the woods. But this is why I think the capitals are secluded. I think the reason why the capitals are secluded is because then they could get away with more stuff. So, like, if they have to hoard things or stockpile things, they could do it. I mean, imagine if your state capital was on, I don't know, 5th and Broadway or whatever, right? Right, those, Broadway, 5th and Broadway, 5th Avenue and Broadway, are they parallel? Okay, how about 52nd and Broadway, okay? That's past Midtown. Are we good? Is that around Midtown? We're good? Okay. Imagine you having put your capital there. The rent's too high. There's, like, no way to do what you need to do if you have to do. Albany, nobody goes up to Albany. So they're like, okay, well, I don't know what's going on over there. It's pretty up there. It's gorgeous up there. But, you know, nobody really is going to go up to Albany and see if, you know, Governor Cuomo's working. So it kind of allows for a little bit of privacy. So I'm in Nevada, and so my state capital is Carson City. And I'm a family doctor. And, you know, everybody says, well, you know, family doctors aren't really that, you know, active, and, you know, they need to, you know, be more, I don't know, vocal, you know, or doctors in general need to be more vocal because, you know, look, we had the ACA, and, you know, where were the doctors there? Well, there were some doctors involved with the ACA. Yeah, I want to smack them all upside the head, but you know what? I get it. If nobody's stepping up to the plate, you know, there's going to be some doctors out there going, well, you know, yeah, why don't we penalize employers? That sounds good. You know, I don't know what they were thinking. Not sure what medical schools they went to. But, yeah, I'm going to be a little bit more active. I'm not saying I'm running for office. Not running for office, no. But it was really nice because the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians had a bunch of us come up, even students. So some of my little baby doctors were there too. They had little babies. Although they're kind of now teenage doctors. They're almost graduating. And so everybody came up with their white coats. Yeah, I have a white coat somewhere. I mean, I have to iron it and, you know, get rid of some of the stains. But, yeah. And, yeah, and that's why I took the selfie in the potty. That's where I was. I took a selfie in the potty with my white coat. And then I took the white coat off right before I went potty. But we went up there, and then we were in the state legislature. The state legislature is kind of interesting. Okay? Apparently, you're not allowed to take a selfie in the, you know, speaker's chair. I learned that. I also learned that they really don't want you taking selfies. You know, Gloria Allred was there. Right? A civil rights activist, Gloria Allred, attorney, right? ACLU attorney. She was there. So I didn't say hi. She was on the other side, and I didn't want to violate her rights. Look, here's the thing. I didn't go up to Gloria Allred because I had just gotten in trouble for taking selfies and trying to sit in the speaker's chair and giving everybody hugs when they were trying to, you know, pound the gavel. That when I saw Gloria Allred, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get in trouble if I go over there, so I'll just kind of, like, say hi from afar. So I didn't really do much. I think she was there to show support for a bill against some rape. I think we're all against rape, so I'm not really sure what the bill was. I kind of wasn't paying attention because I was a little confused about, you know, the whole process. I'm here at the state legislature. And we got to sit with a assemblyman or a state senator that was assigned to you. You know, it's whoever is going to be your district. And, you know, they were nice. You know, our state legislator is run by a lot of Democrats, and they were nice. They were, you know, that was, when our legislature was run by Republicans, not a lot got done. So, it happens, you know, there's going to be the pendulum that swings, and, you know, Nevada is becoming more blue, you know, because as California moves to Nevada, because Nevada's cheaper, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a blue state. But, you know, I was just kind of confused because the legislative session kind of started out with a woman up front speaking faster than me. Assemblyville 202, Assemblyville 203, Assemblyville 203, Assemblyville 204, and I'm just in awe. I'm like, oh, my gosh, she speaks faster than me. You know, because I do like to do auctioneering, you know. 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, 500, I'm looking at her and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can maybe take her job later. You know, if I don't have a job, you just go out there and you just go sell the bill, blah, 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 bill number 123, blah, blah, blah. And so you just kind of do that. And no one's listening. No one's listening. People are on their computers or whatever. And then we did introductions. And, you know, we got to stand up in our white coats. And everyone's like, hey, doctors, you know, boo, doctors, or whatever they said. And then we sat down. And, you know, there were some, you know, medical bills or health bills. And, you know, we did. It was really, really nice. You know, but I think what was really eye-opening is how, you know, you're in a room full of politicians. And some of them were cracking jokes. You know, people were being nice to each other. The Democrats and Republicans were being nice to each other. I saw some of them go, are you voting no? You're voting no? Yeah, I'll vote no. I was like, really? It's like, are you going to the party Saturday? Yeah, you're going. Okay, you know what? I'll go. I mean, it's really not how votes happen, but honestly, I was pretty impressed. We have some real cool folk up there. All right, guys, don't go away. We're right back. We're talking Olympics when we get back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, boy, this is not good for Tokyo. The head of Japan's Olympic Committee said on Tuesday he is stepping down at the end of his term this summer. Now, this comes as he faces a French corruption investigation into how Tokyo was chosen to host next year's Summer Games. Now, the committee's president, Tsunekazu Takeda, said that he is innocent, but he said the allegations have mired the games in scandal, further damaging the credibility of the Olympics bidding process and casting a shadow over what the Japanese government had hoped would be a showcase for the country's revival. Now, this is being reported by the New York Times. Speaking at a news conference Tuesday afternoon, Mr. Takeda said he planned to resign in late June at the end of his 10th term as president of the committee to make room for a new generation of Olympic leadership. He will also resign his position from the International Olympic Committee. He said, it's very painful for me to think that I have made such an uproar in society. I've done nothing wrong. And moving forward, I want to make efforts to prove my innocence. Now, apparently he was indicted by French investigators in December. Apparently he was a former Olympic equestrian and a chairman of the IOC's marketing commission. So he was a former Olympian. And he's been indicted as part of a criminal investigation into the awarding of the games. And Tokyo won in a 2013 meeting at the Olympic Committee in Buenos Aires. So they decide where the next few Olympics are going to be. Like, we're going to get one in L.A. I mean, they decide years from now, because it takes a while for a city to get, you know, their act together. So in 2013 is when they kind of figured out that, all right, Tokyo is going to then host the 2020 Games. Now, Mr. Takeda said he was questioned by the French authorities, but denied their accusations. He has had no further contact. Is that really the 2020? Yeah, next year's Summer Games. Yeah, because we just had. I'm always confused. When is it the Summer Games and when is it the Winter Games? Yeah, winter's in the winter, summer's in the summer. Thank you. Thank you. Clarifying. Thank you. Yeah, but the years. I always mix up which years are what. Because L.A. is L.A. 2024 and then Paris. Isn't Paris supposed to hold the Olympics too? I forget. I'll have to look it up. But anyway, apparently, there might have been some money involved, okay? And let me kind of break this down for you. So, prosecutors in France suspect that there were bribes and payments in connection with the process to Papa Masada Diak, a former marketing official from the International Association of Athletic Federations, first raised suspicions among French prosecutors about the decision for Tokyo's win. They say the French authorities have previously sought to extradite Mr. Diak from his home in Senegal on charges that he helped manipulate the awarding of the 2016 Summer Olympics to Rio. Now, Mr. Diak said that there's racism and jealousy behind the allegations. So in 2016, French prosecutors said that the Tokyo Bidding Committee had made more than $2 million in payments to Black Tidings, a Singaporean company run by a friend of Mr. Diak's. The Japanese authorities have since questioned Mr. Takeda about his role in the payments and concluded that they were for consulting work. Now, the Japanese Olympic Committee maintains the payments were legitimate. So $2 million to a company that had a relationship with the, I don't know, it is, to me, I don't know, I say, I'm going to call it, you know, what if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it's a duck, quacks, right, how's that saying go? So they say the Tokyo event will be the city's second time hosting the Summer Games, and the country's fourth Games overall following the winter events at Sapporo and Nagano. So in 1964, they say Tokyo Olympics were intended to show the world that Japan had arrived as an economic power after it was nearly destroyed in World War II. And so the 2020 Summer Games were also supposed to be an opportunity to kind of show, you know, their comeback after the tsunami and the 2011 earthquake. And apparently Tokyo beat out Madrid and Istanbul. You see, I thought Japan won because of the sympathy vote. I mean, Japan's a beautiful country. I've never been, but I hear it's a fantastic place to hold the Olympics. But because everybody was freaked out because of Fukushima and all that, that the world wanted to, you know, show, look, you know, we got Tokyo's back. We got Japan's back. You know, it's okay. You know, there's no radiation issues. You know, the country has recovered. They've healed. Let's show our support. I don't think Tokyo needed to bribe unless, you know, and I go, I know this is, you know, I mean, I know this is all allegations, but, you know, I would think that definitely get the sympathy vote because of everything they went through with Fukushima. And because of Tokyo winning the Olympic, you know, bid, now they've had a surge of tourism. right? Which, again, they didn't have because of the previous disaster. So, you know, the Olympics, it's funny. Initially, the Olympics gives you one hell of a boost. I mean, it's obvious, right? Like Rio de Janeiro. You know, you're like, oh, Rio. You know, I didn't, you know, because it's a city you might not have thought about. You're like, and then you start seeing pictures, and there's starting to be buzz. You're like, oh, you know, maybe we'll go to Rio. I still haven't been to Brazil. I don't think I've been south of the equator at all, come to think of it. I don't think I've ever been south of the equator. I want to go south of the equator because I hear the toilets, when you flush them, they go the other way. That'd be awesome. So, videotaping or doing a toilet selfie with that one. So, I get some buzz, and, you know, I got to admit, while watching the Olympics, I was like, I was amazed how beautiful Rio was. Now, from what I hear, they would film the same area each time. You know, I mean, you know, they are very, very careful which places. I think, you know, city officials, you know, get to have some say, don't cover 9th and, I don't know, whatever, right? You know, street. Just, you know, don't cover that street, but cover this. So, you know, promotion that you get. But I remember we talked about this last year, where any city that held the Olympics, they seem to then have some economic downfall afterwards. One is it cost millions and millions, maybe billions, to set the city up. Then, yeah, they get the tourism, but now they have facilities that they really don't know what to do with. Now, you know, Atlanta did it right. They made a little Olympic Village, which is cool. Made a little Olympic Village and all that. But, you know, there's not really a lot you could do with all the things you built out for the Olympics. And so if you took up space, and so, you know, we hear a lot of these places, I mean, they're just kind of abandoned because it costs money to take it down. And so I heard Rio had issues. I heard a lot of cities had issues. So, you know, maybe it's not the biggest blessing in the world. But the reason why I bring this up is I can't stand stories that relate to cheating when it comes to the Olympics. You know, call me naive, but I always thought of the Olympics as these are the best of the best who, you know, are on God's greatest earth. And they, you know, are miracles of nature, and they could run faster than other people. They could, you know, skate. They could, you know, do the high bars. I really don't get some of the ribbon sports. I'm sorry. I know it's a sport. I don't get that, but that's okay. You know, the trampoline one is fun to watch, but I still don't get why that's in the Olympics. But I got it. Yeah, and then the curling. I don't know what the hell that is. That's like, it looks like they're sweeping the floor. I don't get that one. But still, these are people that have busted their butts. They've competed to get to the Olympics. And so, you know, but they did it without cheating. They are the best of the best. That's why we watch the Olympics. We want to see the best of the best. And if I think anybody cheated, whether they were in a sport in high school, sport in college, they don't belong there. But then when you hear that possibly the actual committee cheated, this could really hurt people even wanting to watch the Olympics. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.